Okay, next parak is Tehillim, parak Peches, 88, as we continue here in this parak about somebody who is in pain. Somebody that Pasha Pshat maybe is galus. Rashi says it's the Surin of galus. The Radak says it's a parak all about galus, and it's a parak that just discusses, I feel forlorn, I feel in pain, I'm almost about to die. Hashem, is this what you want? That we should die? And then, well, we can't fix anything, and we can't praise you, we can't do anything after we die, so why do you want to bring us so close? You have to, some situation has to be changed. I daven to you, I daven to you, I daven to you. We say that in many different ways. What's fascinating is that this parak unusually does not end on a high. Usually the end of the prakim that we have like this are, and I trust, and I'm already celebrating him because I know the Yeshua is going to come, or end up with the hope. This prakim does not end up with a hope, maybe because there are other prakim that are usually said after it, but it definitely ends on a downer. The whole theme of the parak is that I feel distant and far, and I daven and I turn to you, but it doesn't talk about a Yeshua. It doesn't talk about closeness. That's this parak. The Das Mikra suggests it's that, and there's hints to this in the parak, that but there's nothing here about defeating the enemy, and nothing here about waging a war. So it could be that this is a parak about illness, that somebody, and if somebody feels all alone, it says, I feel all alone, nobody, none of my friends are with me. Somebody who has a contagious illness, who nobody is coming close to, they're alone. There's nothing to do except daven to Hashem to help break this desolation and heal me. That's what he says in the Das Mikra. Mikan chizuk l'asharash ha-mizmar hu tfilas chole. Sha'abrios hisrachku mimenu machmas ha-sakana she'bechol yo, the danger, or machmas ha-tuma. Ve'nachol yochol l'ganos or something. You can't fault anybody. Right? You don't have, there's no fault here. It's just davening, recognizing the pain, recognizing I'm close to death, the author says, and I hope that, there's a remez to the Yeshua. We just call Hashem Elokei Yeshua Si. But that's the closest we get to even a tefillah. It says, I daven, I turn to Hashem, I turn to Hashem, but the content of that is not really, fleshed out. So let's see this parak. So Shir Mizmor, this parak has a long pasuk of introduction. The Radak already notes that he wrote numerous times that the beginning of the Mizmorim, Psichas HaMizmorim Lo Noda Etzleinu Ayom. We don't know what words are meant to be a prayer, what words are meant to be a musical instrument. We're not sure, but there's a number of them in this first pasuk. Shir Mizmor L'Bnei Korach. Again, it's the B'nei Korach. That's the group that we're in. Lam Natseach. So that's one word. Al Machalas La'anos Maskil L'Heiman Ha'Ezrachi. A lot of words there. Who is this Haman? So the Radak has two deis, because we know there are two Hamans. There's a Haman that is a descendant of Shmuel Hanavi. That's one Haman HaEzrachi, one. Or Lo Yadana Lo Makar Oso HaEzrachi. We don't know, says the Radak, why he's called Ezrachi. Or it could be the Haman who is from the Bnei Zerach Ben Yehuda. Two suggestions who the Haman is, there are two Hamans, and either, interesting, the Rashi and the Radak, who wrote this? Rashi quotes that the Bnei Korach wrote it and gave it to Haman to sing in the Beis HaMikdash, or Haman was the one, Haman wrote it, and Radak says, and they gave it to the Bnei Korach to sing. Okay, either way, these were involved in the creation of this Mizmar. So we have a Mizmar, Al Machalas, again, whether Chazal have a drasha about that in terms of Mechila. Good. Hashem, Elokei Yeshua Si. That's, again, that's the closest we get to a tefillah. Hashem, you are the God of my salvation. Implicitly, I know that you could save me. You are the God of my salvation. Yom Tsa'akti Balayla Negdecha. The day I screamed out, Balayla Negdecha. Rashi says, I scream out by day and I scream out by night. Both of them, I am Negdecha. I am opposite you. That's what I do all day. I just cry out to you. That's what I do. Rav Hirsch says that this pasuk is basically what the Jew has been going through in history for many years. But he reads it as not like Rashi. Rashi says, I call out to you and by day, and I call out to you also by night, Negdecha, which is like a reflection that tefillah, it's just constant tefillah. That's what I need to do. That's what I need to do. There's nothing more. I have this need that I need to call out to you. That reminds us a little bit of the Gemara in Shabbos Peites with Yitzchak Avinu. When Yitzchak Avinu is bargaining with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to defend Klal Yisrael. Hashem had previously gone to Avraham and to Yaakov, and they were not able to defend Klal Yisrael. But in Shabbos Peites Mavis, Yitzchak defends Klal Yisrael, and he starts bargaining with Hashem and saying, Hashem, how long did they sin anyway? How long did they sin? So Yitzchak says, V'od kama chatu, kama shnosav shal adam shivim shana. How long could they have sinned? 70 years, that's the average lifespan. Dal esrin delo anashto alayo, take away 20, because the first 20, you're not punished b'dei shamayim, so we're down to 50. Pashalu chamshin. Right, 50 is the most they sinned. Dal chafei delay lusa, so take off another half because they sleep half the time. 25, so pashul chafei, we're down to 25. We're down to 25. 70 to 50 to 25. So then the Gemara says, take off another half of the 25 because they're involved in their basic human needs, and you can't fault them when they're involved in their basic human needs. What are basic human needs? Dal tarti Israel palga titzluye umechau utebesakise. Davening, eating, and bathroom. Those are called basic human needs. Tsiluye. Davening. That's what this pasuk reflects. There's nothing else to do. I just daven. Yom tsa'akti balayla nedecha. It's all about tefillah. The Briska Rav thinks that it's half about tefillah and half about Torah. The Briska Rav in the Griz ala Torah, he has a couple of pages on Tehillim, so he comments on this line of Yom Tsa'akti balayla nedecha, says the Briska Rav, the Yalkut in Eicha says, she kol tamar chacham she yoshev beino levein atzmo, any tamar chacham that's sitting and learning, v'korei v'shoneh, and he's sitting learning Torah shebechsav, Torah shebalpeh, kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoshev kinegdo, v'korei v'shoneh imo. Hashem is learning with him. Hashem is staying with him. Rav Soloveitchik often writes that when he was learning late at night and he feels the smooth touch of a hand on his shoulder, the Shechina is with him. He's able to concretize that. So there's this Yalkut that Hashem is with him. And then he says, V'cheinu betamid, v'zeu b'layla negdecha. At night, when we're learning at night, says the Briska Rav, she'a osik b'tara b'layla, v'yom tsa'akti. Right, so Yom Tsa'akti, the first half of the pasuk is about tefillah. Balayla Nagdecha is about Torah. That's what the Briska Rav reads the pasuk. Al shnei advarim shehizkir mitchila Torah betfila verinasi pirusha rina shal Torah shehi balayla. That's the next pasuk. Tola fanecha tefilasi my tefila ateyaz nachal rinasi my Torah. So they're parallel. These pasuk beis and pasuk gimel are parallel. The Torah and the tefillah that we're calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is all relating to they're not contrasts either. They're both about tefillah, like Rashi says. They're both, one's Torah, one's tefillah, like the Briska Rav says. If you look in the Rav Hirsch, as I started to say before, Rav Hirsch says it's a contrast. During the day, I'm screaming and defending myself. Balayla negdecha, at night, I'm with you, Hashem. What does that reflect? So it says Rav Hirsch. During the daytime, burdened by the miseries of my present state, I must fight and suffer among the nations. But at night, I breathe freely before you, as the God of my everlasting life. At night, we have time to be with Hashem. Indeed, by day, the Jew had to wage the daily fight for bread for his wife and child, against the foes of his existence, and to fend off the derision, scorn, and malicious vexations strewn by his enemies upon the thorny path of his life. But as soon as the day waned, the setting sun called him home, home to his loved ones, home to his brethren, his books, his houses of study and prayer, and to communion with his God. It was at night that he could commune with the like-minded companions of the present, and usually together with the latter, with the great minds of his nation's past, in whose writings the Jew could find knowledge and understanding, comfort and courage, strength and inspiration for his life's mission, which God had assigned him. And he continues. But that's the beautiful lashon of Rav Hirsch, to explain this pasuk, Yom Tsa'akti, during the day I'm screaming, Balayla Negdecha, at night I get to be with you closely, and that's why we continue, Tavol Ofanecha Tfilasi, my tefillah should come to you, Hatei Oznecha Lerinasi, turn your ear to my Rina. One other point on this pasuk, and that is the Mabit. The Mabit in Beis Elokim, the Mabit was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef, in Sfat, the Mabit in the Beis Yosef, and the Alshich, the Maria Buav, around the same door. So the Mabit wrote a sefer Beis Elokim. He has a couple of sha'arim, Sha'ar HaTfila and Sha'ar HaYesodos and Sha'ar HaTshuva. I think those are the three sha'arim that he has. So if you look in Sha'ar HaTfila in the sixth parak, the Mabit talks about how davening is supposed to be b'lachash, as we learn from Hanukkah. Ikar atfila hiya kavana. I'll call ze ena mishalem es ela bedibur. Right, the ikar atfila is the kavana, but obviously you have to speak. Aval tzorach shatei balachash. Kemo shalomdu mikra'i dechana. Kola lo yishma. Mikan shal yispal shal yishmi es tfilaso. Hatam, why? Why shouldn't you be screaming? Because screaming would give the impression that, oh, I don't think Hashem hears me, I have to scream. Fatam laharos ki mali haaretz kvodo. Beprat b'makam hamiyuchad l'tfilah ki hu muchan yoser. Kshumeirim kolo b'tfilaso nira ki ilu ena kadosh baruch hu shomea tfilaso balacha. So Hashem doesn't hear me. I have to scream louder. That's why the point is not to scream loud. So ask the Mabit, but what about the fact that we find many times in Tanakh, we find Sa'aka, we find by Moshe, by Yitzhak Moshe El Hashem, al Dvar Tzvar De'im, by Yitzhak Moshe El Hashem Le'mar, Kel Na Refan Allah, by Yitzhaku B'nei Yisrael El Hashem, by Nitzhak El Hashem Yishba Koleinus, we find by Yitzhaku, like here, Yom Tsa'akti. So I thought Sa'aka, you're not supposed to daven out loud. Says the Beis Elokim, it depends whether it's a Sara or not. Normally, you daven quietly. At an Eis Sara, when somebody is going through something very difficult, they can't not scream. Efshar she yispalo Osama Adam benachas mitzad saro velachenu soeg b'kol ram laharos shehu makiru margish atzar shubo. It's not about screaming for Hashem; it's screaming for me. Vein mishad silo ki imu yisbarach. It's a reflection of the tzara. V'chein I said tefila Moshe al dvar tzardin. That's Moshe by the tzardeya. Paro says, please daven for me. Also, when he was mitzvah for his sister, Alachoso. V'chein all the tzakos that Bnei Yisrael did. And Ezra, v'chein kol za'aka utza'aka. She b'tehillim hu be'eis sara. Says the Beis Elokim, every za'aka and tzaka and tehillim is in a time of sara. Ki ein leiv ha'adam panui l'chavin b'tfila im lo b'kol ram b'mriris nafsho. Right, and that's what we have here. Yom tza'akti balai l'negdecha. Good, we continue. Kisava baros nafshi, my soul is satiated with evil. V'chayai l'sh'ol higiyu, my life has come to the sh'ol. There are many words here to define the grave or Gehenim or the next world. V'nechshavdim yoredevara, I'm considered like those who go down to the pit. Hayisi kegever, ain oyel. I'm like a person without any strength. Eyol is strength, koach, says the Mitzudas Tzion. Habamesim chafshi. In amongst the dead, there's freedom, meaning that's where I'm close to, says the author. Kamo chalalim shofe kever, like corpses in the kever, shalo zacharta mo, that won't ever mention you again. Vehema miyatcha nigzaru, they have been cut off from your hand. They have been cut off from your hand. So 2 points. Number one, a smaller point. The Gemara Darshins on Bameisim Chafshi, Shabbos, but I'll read it to you from Ksubis, enough Kuf Gimel. Bameisim Chafshi, that, well, the Gemara is in Shabbos, but the Gemara I want to mention, comment on is Ksubis Kuf Gimel. That's the Gemara where Rebbe dies. Rebbe dies in Ksubis Kuf Gimel, but he comes back every week to make Kiddush. That's the Gemara. Rebbe gave instructions before he died. Ner yehe dalek bimkomo, leave my candle on, shulchan yehe erech bimkomo, mita tehe mutsas bimkoma. My taima, why? Says the Gemara, kol be shimshi, haviyasa lebesi. Every Friday, every Erev Shabbos, used to come back to his house. Hahu be shimsha asi shivavate. One time he came and the neighbor was there, Kakaria Baba, Amra Amse, Shtiku, Rebbe Yosef. The maidservant said, wait, quiet, Rebbe's here. And once the word got out, so he didn't want to be Motzi Laz on Tzadikim HaRishonim, so he stopped coming. But the Rebbe Kiva Eger there in the Gilyan HaShatz quotes the Sefer Chasidim, who says, Vahaya Nira Bibigde Chamudos. Rebbe came dressed in his finery, Shahaya Lovish Bishabis, Upoter as Rabin Bekidish Hayom. Wow. And he made kiddush for everybody. V'lo kishar meisim shem chafshim mi-mitzvahs. Not like other dead people who are putter from mitzvahs. Ki tzadikim chayim u-potrim mi-kiddush. Potrim mi-kiddush. Right. Potrim mi-kiddush. How could that be? But he's not a body. He's not chayim in mitzvahs. If it's chafshi. Rebbe Yashiv on that Gemara in the Haaretz wonders. He quotes Rebbe Kiva Eger again in the name of the Chesed Chasidim. He said, Tzorach biyur v'chi nomar de tzadikim la'akar misas chayim mi-mitzvahs. Mamotzi Arab and Mikla Kiddush Hayom. He says it must be, the only thing I think of is the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer in the sixth Chelek, Chelek Vav Simen Sadiches, he has a number of pages of miscellaneous ideas. That's where he talks about Eliyahu Navi. And he says how Eliyahu Navi sometimes comes to the world binishama, like to every bris, he comes binishama. We have a chair just to remind us that he's there. To every seder, he comes binishama. But once in a while, we have stories in the Gemara that Eliyahu appeared in a guf. He went into the Charvona guf, and he went a couple of times to Chazal. We finally went into a guf, and sometimes Tanam talked to him. So if he's coming in a guf, then he's going to be in the world of mitzvahs. Then he's going to be in the world of mitzvahs, says the Rebbe Yashiv. The Hari Rebbe Kaasi b'chol tzurasok shahayim maguf shari hosif hasefer chasidim d'gam lovush b'idei chamudos b'zev adi shari chayim mitzvahs ve'in kan klala d'meisim chavshi. Right, he must have come in a guf like that form of Eliyahu Navi. The other issue is that these psukim give off the impression a little bit. What does it say? The people who are dead, that will never mention you again. and they've been cut off. They've been cut off from you forever. There are going to be a couple of psukim later on. They give off this impression. What about the future? So the Radak says no. This pasuk means that b'derech hateva, right? They will never, in this world, they'll never praise you again. Says the Radak. You're going to do a pella for dead people. In Rifam Yakumu, will the dead arise? It doesn't mean never. It means in the world of teva, they won't. It was pasuk from Eov also. He says it's not going to be for everybody, for the tzaddikim. But either way, says Radak, reflective, not of a rejection of Tchias HaMesim. You know, the Rambam took some heat because in Hilchas Tshuva and Hilchas Malachim, he seems to talk about a future world with of Neshamis, and some say, where is Tchias HaMesim? Where's Tchias HaMesim? It's not in the Mishnah Torah. Okay, that Mishnah, does he not believe it because not in the Mishnah Torah? You look at the 13th Ani Mamin. Third Ani Mamin is Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim. And he wrote a whole mimer, Tchias HaMesim, to defend his shita, that obviously he believes in Tchias HaMesim, he just doesn't think that's content to talk about in Mishnah Torah. Okay, but that's the psukim. Shatani bevar tachtios, you have put me down in a deep bore. But machashakim imsolos, in darkness. Alai somcha chamasecha, your anger has leaned on me. V'chol mishbarecha, all of your waves, inisa sela, have tortured me. A wave is something that doesn't stop. You ever look at the ocean? The waves don't stop. They come and keep pummeling and pummeling. It never stops. So that's that's like the tsaris, as is described. Hirchakta miyuda'ai, you have distance those that know me. Who are miyuda'ai? The Radak has two days. Either the other nations of the world that I used to get along with, now they are against me. V'yesh lafaresh, maybe it means I'm in such pain and tsaris, I even stay away from those, my family and my friends. V'yesh lafaresh ki kol echad mibnei ha-galus, omer al chaveiro. Ki merov tsaras ha-galus, I have enough tsaras myself. Lo yashgiach echad al tsaras chaveiro. Right? I can't be mashgiach on somebody else's tsaras. Ki dayo betsaraso. V'kol echad omer ki yachiv v'reiav umiyuda'av rechokim mimenu ki ilu hu tevos lamo. Right, so that's what it says here. You have distanced my friend, mimeni shatani to'evos lamo. You have put me down like a to'eva. You have maybe be a to'eva in people's eyes. Kalu velo etse. I'm like in a jail. I can't get out. Can't get out. You have made me like a to'eva. Right, this is the Beis Halevi writes in Parsha Shmos that no matter what, the Jew will always be looked at as separate. Whether the Jew makes himself separate, and if he doesn't, Hashem will make sure that the nations do not identify with us totally. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'imachadei shahevda ha'idei zeh shemachadei sina b'libam v'kozeh ha'i l'tovasan shah Yisrael k'dei shelo yis'arvu b'neyam. Like we quote from Rechaim Valashin, if a Jew doesn't make Kiddush, the guy is going to make Havdalah. The guy is going to make Havdalah, and that's what it's alluded to in this pasuk. But it doesn't mean that it's easy. It doesn't mean that it's comfortable, right? I feel terrible about it. Eini da'ava mini, my eye drips from me, mean tears, oni k'rasich Hashem kol hayom, and I cry to you all day. So the Rinas Yitzchak says, maybe this pasuk is saying that, as the Gemara says, even though sha'are tfilos ninalu, sha'are dema'os lo ninalu, the gates of tears will never be closed. That's this pasuk. My eyes are tearing, and that's why that reflects a deeper form of tefillah, and that's the tefillah I'm davening to you. Shitachti elecha kapoy, I have put my hands up to you. Shitachti elecha kapoy. Putting my hands up to you, that's how they used to daven. That's how there are a number of Mamar Chazal about it. I think we mentioned this in the past, Rabbi Kiva Eger, on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Pei Tes, he quotes from the Sefer Be'er Sheva. He quotes, I think, Masha'ein anu mispa'alim b'prisas kapayim kemosha metzinu b'mikra kama pa'amim u'bizar ha'kadosh b'pirka der balazar hainu kiman da'achshav ha'umos osim kein u'kemosha amru chazal al-pasig lo'sakim l'cha matzeva Be'er Sheva Siman Ayin Dal. Of course, the Be'er Sheva, because the umos do it, so that's not a way that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Chazal say about matzeva. So now we get to Pasuk Yud Aleph. Like the Radak alluded to. Hala Mesim Tazapella, you're going to do Nisim for Mesim? Im Rifam Yakumu Yodu Chasela, will the dead get up to praise you? Again, you might say, oh, it's a rejection of Tchias HaMesim, but the Radak explained it. Hayisuber Bakever Chazdecha, will those in the Kever be able to say over your Chesed Hashem, you have to save us? Emunascha Ba'avadon, Hayivada Bachoshev Pelecho, will your Pile Plaos be known in the darkness? Vitzivkascha Bereshashia, and your righteousness in the land of forgotten? Ani elecha Hashem shivati. I'm davening to you. Again, it doesn't say the content so much, and it doesn't have the feeling of geula, but it's the need to be connected. Uvaboker tefillah sisakanecha. Every morning my tefillah is connected. Lama Hashem tiznach nafshi, why do you forget me? Taster panecha mimeni. You turn your face away from me. Ani ani, the goveya minoar. I am poor. I am goveya, close to death minoar all my life. From youth, the Radak explains. Nasasi emecha afuna, I'm consumed with your dread. Alai avru charonecha, I feel your anger. Biusecha tzimsusuni, I have been shriveled up from your awe. Sabuni kamayim kolayom, I'm surrounded by water. Hikifo alayachad, herchakta mimeni. The worst is that they're distant from me, ohe vareya. Any of my close ones have been distanced from me. Miyuda'ei, as we saw before, miyuda'ei machshach, they have hidden in the darkness. And this parak, unusual, but this parak does not end off on a high. But the part of the message of this parak is that he always turns to Hashem. He always turns to Hashem, even in the darkest of times. Okay, we will stop here.